Evangelist Elvita King quotes Uncle MLK Jr., "Hate is too great a burden to bear." By Dr. Susan Berry on January 20, 2020. Evangelist Elvita King, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., says that, though widespread conflict and mutual distrust abound, we still have a dream. So, it's more vital than ever for us to reflect on the message of faith, love, and life that my uncle shared with the world, she said in comments sent to Breitbart News. King turned to her uncle's words for inspiration on the day honoring his life. "I have decided to stick with love," my uncle famously said, she quoted. "Hate is too great a burden to bear." King, who had civil rights for the unborn, a division of priests for life, added it is no coincidence that the day honoring Martin Luther King Jr. occurs just several days prior to the annual March for Life. Both events, she explained, are ultimately about faith and love. She said, "Prophet Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of God who endeavored to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. MLK saw humanity as God's creation, and he hoped and dreamed that we would become brothers and sisters. Prophet King saw humanity as being of one blood, wherein, God created the human race," Acts 17:26. King's faith and love guided his commitment to his community, and to the world. God was the source of King's calling to the great mission of uniting men and women of different faiths and ethnic groups. "My uncle viewed love as the power that would redeem humankind. God's creative love is the power that rules the cosmos. And God's grace gives us the power to make brothers and sisters out of men and women, boys and girls. There is so much to love in today's America." With President Trump, King continued, providing all Americans the opportunity to live lives devoted to life, family, community, and God. The evangelist said her uncle participated in the effort to make America a more righteous country, while recommitting us to the principles of equality that guided our founding. She added, "We need to continue the hard work of bringing Americans together, a movement that is already making our country stronger than it's ever been. We can do that by deepening our faith and following the example of Jesus Christ, as my uncle encouraged us to do." King said while her uncle was just one man, his influence endures because he was dedicated to his God and his brothers and sisters of all creeds and colors. "When we reflect on how much one man, devoted to faith and love and the teachings of Jesus Christ, was able to accomplish, we should all take heart and have faith and love," she said.